Georgia real estate headlines. Fulton County Assessment Notices. Mid-June mailing set. The Fulton County Board of Assessors expects to mail annual notices of assessment in mid-June. Real estate professionals in GA need these notices to advise clients on property valuations, appeal timelines, and tax planning in Metro Atlanta's largest market. Monitor htfultonassessor.org/ for exact mailing dates and appeal deadlines. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia agent commissions. How much do real estate agents make across the state? Calibri Real Estate School breaks down average real estate commission rates by city in Georgia, giving agents a clear picture of earning potential statewide. Understanding local commission variations helps Georgia agents benchmark their own rates and negotiate more effectively in their markets. Review the city-by-city commission breakdowns to inform your pricing strategy. /wrealestate.com/career-hub/blog/how-much-commission-do-real-estate-agents-make-in-Georgia/Georgia-real-estate-headlines. Inside Georgia's average real estate commission rates, what agents should know? HomeLight breaks down the average commission rate Georgia sellers pay realtors and offers tips to help homeowners retain more proceeds. Georgia agents who understand current commission benchmarks can better position their value proposition and guide seller conversations in today's market. Review the full breakdown to benchmark your own commission structure. www.homelight.com/blog/average-real-estate-commission-rate-Georgia/. Georgia real estate headlines. Gwinnett County tax assessors expand property ownership data access for GA pros. The Gwinnett County Tax Assessor's Office provides property ownership data containing property details such as ownership and values for parcels. Real estate professionals in GA can leverage this granular parcel-level data for valuation, prospecting, and market analysis in one of the state's largest metro counties. Access the database at the source URL to integrate Gwinnett County property records into your workflow. Georgia real estate headlines. Georgia Tax Assessors Portal consolidates parcel, tax, and GIS data for all 159 counties. Georgia Assessors operates a centralized portal providing online access to parcel data, tax digest information, GIS maps, and sales comparable tools for every county in the state. Real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, valuation, and market analysis by accessing county-level assessment records, exemption details, and appeal procedures through a single gateway. Bookmark this portal to quickly search any Georgia county by owner name, parcel number, address, or legal description. Georgia Real Estate Updates. GA Real Estate Commission Guide. How rates work and how to negotiate. A new comprehensive guide breaks down average real estate commission rates in Georgia, how commissions are split, who pays them, and strategies for negotiating rates. Understanding commission structures helps GA agents maximize earnings and stay competitive in a shifting market. Review commission calculators and salary guides at the link below to benchmark your rates. Background context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment. 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context. 3 deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has 3 hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. The entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after. Background and context. The 4 title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, Four issues commonly surface post-close: undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's.